Oh, I feel really good.
I feel good.
Good Sunday afternoon to all of you from WGN. I'm Steve Dale. Coming up later in the show, it's a he's given me the story first, and I'm grateful for that. Paul Vallis will be here to explain a program, a national program he's involved with called the Coalition for Equitable Vaccinations. The idea is to get kids back in school, but can that be done really? And if so, I want to ask him about testing, because it's not only about vaccinating teachers and the many other employees who work in schools, but it's also to me about testing. And if we can test more often in a better way, I was talking to Dr. Anthony Fauci. That was last week on the show. And I said, can we walk into CVS or Walgreens at some point soon without a prescription and affordably, like for $9.99 or something, and buy a test that we can do at home? He thanked me for asking that question. He said, we need to do that. I mean, would that be a part of Paul Vallis' solution here? If you don't know, Paul Vallis, who ran for mayor, is also a former superintendent of Chicago Public Schools and brought back schools in, I think it was New Orleans, and went down to Haiti to help their schools and do other things following a disaster there. We'll also talk with the Anti-Cruelty Society about what they're doing virtually for Martin Luther King Day. But right now, Michael Moody, fitness trainer in Chicago, it says here, right here, so it's got to be official, that exercising more remains the top resolution for 2021, as it was for 2020, 2019, 2018, and on and on and on. It's always the number one resolution. So my first question to you, Michael, do people really keep that resolution?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for having me on the show again. And boy, I wish it was the truth that with our current lifestyle, especially now with working from home, people are moving less and less, and they come into the new year, resolve to make a change here. But unfortunately, after a month or 2 months, they either meet the obstacle of some type of injury because they're not prepared for this big step forward, or they haven't curated the life, the structure, the framework to take this step. Most of us, no matter what the goal is, end up going back to our old habits, things that have been wired for decades. Well, I guess in my case, for decades, but things that have been in place that you have done out of routine that are on autopilot. It's nice to come into the new year and say, I'm going to go to the gym and go into this environment that's motivating. But now we have another obstacle because many of the big fitness facilities are closed. Obviously, some personal training studios like ours are open, but everything is limited. So this year, more than any other year, is definitely more difficult in taking that step, but no doubt it is one of the more popular intents for a new year.
Are there things we can all do from the age of, I don't know, whatever, 18, all the way through 98? Now, Betty White, 99 years old today, so let's go through 99. Are there things we can all do? As far, you mentioned the magic word, I think it's movement. So if we just got up from our rear ends and, I don't know, change the channel, if you even can do this anymore, manually on the TV. If there's stairs in your home, rather than say, hey, Dad, go up and get this one, you can get it yourself. Are there things that we can do, little things, really little things that add up? That would make a difference.
Yeah, I would like to first list a number of actions and behaviors that everyone should take. But the very first thing someone should do is establish this foundation, this principle that drives much of this behavior. So you have to apply this principle of moving with intent. That's number one. And I think just by lining that out and perhaps even writing it and putting it in a place that you see daily, you're more likely to act in line with it. So you may take that extra step to walk to Walgreens, CVS down the street instead of driving your car. if the weather is decent enough, maybe you take your son or daughter or dog out for another walk when normally you would just resort to watching the TV or doing something else. I'll have to admit, now, well, maybe even over the last 10 years, I'm seeing a stream of injuries, clients that are anywhere from 18 to 81. So there is something in the ether here that tells us that we need to move more. But it's more than just movement. It's moving with intent. And obviously, we need awareness of our own bodies, what our needs and wants are. But quite simply, taking that extra step is something that all of us should abide by. We are meant to move. We are not meant to sit in front of a computer. We are not meant to just sit on our phones. For myself, every opportunity I take to walk, to move, to get my 14,000 to 20,000 steps in per day.
20,000? 20,000? The app says I only need to do 10,000. So it's interesting you brought that up because I want to talk about those apps. I want to talk about how helpful they are. Is there maybe a downside to them as well? And how about for people that really want to get in the shape, more than just moving around the house, you want to run a 5K or maybe even a half marathon? We'll talk about all of that and much more when we come back with personal trainer Michael Moody on WGN. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. I was just going to mention something. Oh, I hate that when that happens. It just Oh, next week. This is the most exciting. How can I forget? Next week, you know, I've interviewed so many people, right, over the years, a wide variety. I've never interviewed a Nobel Peace Prize nominee before. And we're going to have one of those on the show next week, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Isn't that amazing? We'll also talk with Renata Block, a dermatology physician assistant who's known as the Derm Diva. I want to talk about skincare because that's all we're doing now, right, is we're washing our hands. We're using sanitizers on our hands and our faces and all parts of the body that we won't even talk about on the radio right now. But I will ask her about that next week. And I know that she feels we don't protect ourselves appropriately in the winter against the sun. Why do we need to do that? Betty White, celebrating her 99th birthday, once told me that my idea of exercise, because I said at some point, I don't remember, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, what interview it was. She was much younger. She was probably 94 or something. But I said, what is your idea of exercise? And she said, my idea of exercise, just saying the word exercise. But Michael Moody, who's a fitness coach, probably feels, well, that's not quite enough, Betty White. I suspect you feel that way, Michael. We've now all got all these apps. And I've got one. I count my steps. I look every day. And I, until I talked to you, was happy about 10,000 steps. But no, you're saying 20,000 steps. And are these apps, which measure everything, are they a good idea?
No doubt any level of accountability could help us take that next step, quite literally, with our goals. But we also have to be sure that it doesn't become an overwhelming experience. You know, just talking to a client earlier who was checking his weight daily, there was a point where it became overwhelming for him, where almost he wanted to push away the entire experience. So right now, our biggest challenge is how do we create an immersive experience to help us with our goal and to provide the accountability that we need? And luckily with technology, between the Peloton apps and more, we have the opportunity to really pair something up with our personality and something that's motivating. No matter what, you want it to be fitting to your lifestyle, your approach to things, but you have to know what that boundary line is. At some point, if you're tracking your food every day, does it become such a task that you end up pushing away? Well, maybe you find a way to only do 20 to 30%. But it's part of the reason why clients hire me as a trainer. It's the accountability, the psychology of the experience that's going to determine whether or not you're successful long term.
So how much of it is all in our head? So let's say I'm training to do a 5K, 3.1 miles, which is doable for many, many people. How much of that is really psychological rather than physiological?
If we think that in order to reach success, we just need to find that perfect combination for our physical, mental, emotional selves. It seems like it may be something easy. The information is out there. There's no better time in the history of all humans to have access to such resources. You don't even need a trainer. But the biggest challenge here is taking this information and applying it to your body and knowing what you need. But hands down, the psychology of this goal attainment or seeking this goal is the biggest challenge. I know a lot of people think that it's the physical side that holds one back, but it's the reason why for the last 20 years I've been studying psychology. My book is about psychology. My podcast is about psychology. Really, I'm helping my clients get ahead. The question isn't whether or not they're going to reach their goal. The question is how long and what are they going to do when these obstacles present themselves in their day-to-day life.
And I have another question. Is it the right goal? So do some people come to you and you said, well, some people don't even need a trainer. Well, one of the advantages, I suspect, of having a trainer is you get to know the client at first just a little bit, but enough to know that why are you setting that goal? You can do so much more. Maybe the reverse. It's like, okay, you need to walk before you can run. You're not ready for an ultra marathon when you can barely cross the street without huffing and puffing.
Yeah, we definitely have to examine why we have this goal. It doesn't matter if you're with a trainer or not. You want to bring all the information that you've found about yourself. You have to become a human scientist and really study the trends and patterns of you and put it on the table. You could bring that goal as well. Perhaps you want to run a marathon because a friend suggested it or do something similar. But you have to really see if it's aligned. And somebody with a history of injuries, maybe doing something with such impact isn't most ideal, but you could find a way to adapt that. So really, someone coming in to see me, the first phase, no matter what the goal is, to really explore who they are. And that's something that all of us should be doing. I think of my life in line with a fiscal year, and we have quarters. And every quarter, I do a check-in with myself. Just as you might check in a spreadsheet, I really look at my habits, things that I've done up to this point, the numbers, could be a blood test, weight, body fat, and more. And then I take another look at my goals. Have I met those goals? Were those goals realistic? What were those goals really based on? So ultimately, you want to take ownership of your goals, and you want to have enough self-awareness of your physical self so that that is aligned appropriately, so that you don't end up hurting yourself or setting up an obstacle that pushes you away from this experience. Because ultimately, you want something that fits into your current structure. And maybe in the beginning, it's just a slight pivot, so it's not too overwhelming.
How self-defeating is it, though, if you set the goal, whatever it is, work with the trainer or not, and don't match that goal? For whatever reason, you just don't, you're not able to do it, or you don't do it, then you feel horrible, or at least a lot of people might, I would assume.
You have to keep three words in mind: awareness, acceptance, and adaptation. And this is what I've wrote about and what I advocate to everybody. Everything starts with awareness. And it's easy to fail and beat yourself up, but there could be a number of factors or influences that are out of your control. And this is where the awareness comes in. You determine it could be something in your environment. There could be a demand that you didn't notice initially. With the acceptance, you accept the failure and re-strategize. You begin to adapt. It is a bit of a cycle. And really, all of us have been victims of our own self-talk, beating ourselves up. But if you examine that moment as an opportunity to learn from the failure, and this is something that everyone advocates, right? This is something, learn from your mistakes, learn from your failures.
Sure.
But we have to make sure that the awareness is there and also the kindness. Now, 2 years ago, I was on your radio show, and I declared I was going to write my second book. That was my intent for 2019. And unfortunately, I didn't write my book. In fact, I did start the process, and I invested in that process. But there was a point where I needed to pivot, and luckily I did. I did end up starting my own podcast. And this past November, we reached 102 countries with listenership.
Good for you. So I hope when you write that book that I get an acknowledgement now in the book. How can people find you on the podcast?
The podcast, The Elements of Being, you can find that on every major podcast platform. Of course, you could go to michaelmoodyfitness.com to learn specific fitness tips, especially with diet, something we haven't discussed yet today. And, of course, all my podcast episodes are there for download.
All right, excellent. Give me the podcast again.
The podcast, The Elements of Being, B-E-I-N-G.
All right. Well, I will continue being, and next time I have you on the show, two things. You will have written a book, and we will talk about diet. We are out of time. Yeah, doesn't it go by fast?
Never enough time.
I know it. I know. Michael Moody, Michael Moody Fitness, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.